And Andy, district semifinals here from the Thayer High School. Hope you sit back and relax, enjoy it. There's still some seating available. Not much, but there's some if you want to make the trip over to the Thayer High School on what should be just a fantastic game here tonight. Bobcats doing their little ritual they do down in the lane, the pushing and the shoving in the scrum. And we are set to go. Both teams getting a little last-minute instruction from their respective coaches. Our pregame show this evening, as always, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. Stay tuned. Coming up at halftime, we'll have your Community First Banking Company halftime show. And coming up at halftime, we'll preview some of the basketball coming up tomorrow, because it looks like a triple header of basketball tomorrow here on K-Country 95 and on AM 1290 and FM 103.7. The Gift. Thayer Bobcats with a size advantage all over the floor. And here we go with the tip. It'll be Jace Haven in the center circle for the 21-1 Thayer Bobcats. And the Bobcats control the tip. And we are underway. Looks like Sinis Hornardville going to play a little box and one here. With somebody guarding Jordan Andrews all over the floor. Thayer now getting adjusted for it. Gage fits with the ball. Top of the key. Takes it to the left side on the dribble drive. Now backs it out. Got it to Andrews. Andrews working away from the man who's guarding him. That's number 12, Lane. Kicks it down the corner. Now to Haven. Haven goes to the top of the key on the dribble. Now ducks his head. Goes into the lane. Got it down low for Lane or Landry Pitts. And he kicks it back out off the hands of Lane Grimes and out of bounds. Well, Thayer Bobcats may be a little bit tight here tonight. And when you're the one seed, there's a little more pressure. The four seed coming in with really nothing to lose. Here comes Sinis Hornardville, number 35 with it. That is Mears. Mears brings it on the right side for Lane. Lane down to the right corner. Got it there for Rue. Rue back out to Lane. And Lane going into the lane, little jump stop. Got it down on the corner. Bucket shot is up, no good. Rebound taken by Sinis Hornardville. Back up again by Lane, no good. This time Luna with the offensive rebound puts it back up and in. The big man is going to be a load for the Thayer Bobcats here tonight. Thayer Bobcats with it. Lane Grimes driving the baseline. Offensive foul on Lane. Lane Grimes with the right idea. He's going to take that thing down the baseline, trying to draw a foul, and he's going to be charged for the offensive foul. Thayer dropping back in that 1-3-1 matchup. Just underway here at Thayer. They played just about a minute and a half. And it is Sinis Hornardville with a two-point lead, 2-0. Rue with the ball, swings it down in the left corner. Got it there for Mears. Mears thought about the three, doesn't take it. Now ducks his head, goes to the elbow, kicks it back outside. Lane with it, right back to Mears. Mears over to Hunter. Hunter curls into the lane, fakes, couldn't get a shot away. And kicks it back outside. Good patience here by Sinis Hornardville. The Lions. Lane's got it. Gives back over to Mears. Mears toward the bucket, pulls up 12-footer. Good! Blaze Mears with the bucket. And Thayer down 4-0. Back the other way in a hurry. Bobcats get the ball down low to Landry Pitts. Back out to Gage. Gage gives it top of the key to Grimes. Now over to Haven. Haven ducks his head, goes around the defense, shoots off the glass and in. Jace Haven with the first two of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. That breaks the ice. Hornardville bringing it across the timeline. Got it to Blaze Mears. Gives it out for Jackson Lane. Lane going down to the baseline. Hands it off to Hunter. Hunter outside, curls around the lane. Little scoop shot is up off the backboard. No good. Got his own rebound and scores. Nolan Hunter missed the first shot and was wide open to get his own rebound and put it back in. Thayer down 6-2. Here's Lane Grimes out of the corner for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound Landry Pitts kicks it out to Andrews. Andrews down the middle of the lane, pulls up running one-hander. No good. And the rebound is going out of bounds off the hands of Sinis. Oh, it's off the hands of Thayer Bobcats. Yep. You might could tell the Sinis Hornardville crowd is right in front of me, and they didn't like that call. Any official got it right. Yeah, they made the change. Nice substitution here for Sinis Hornardville. Jarrett Coronado checks into the ballgame. Sinis with an early lead, 6-2. They lob the ball dead inside to Luna. Luna powers it up and in off the window. Not much that Thayer Bobcats can do there. Thayer's down by six. There goes Pitts down the other way. He's going to have the ball knocked away and out of bounds from behind. Bobcats wanted a foul on the play. No call. And Thayer will inbound it down under the bucket. 5:54 to go. In the first quarter, it's early. Thayer down six. They inbound it to Landry Pitts. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Andrews goes back up, gets fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 12, Jackson Lane, just a sophomore for the Lions of Senate Hornersville. And Andrews, Jordan Andrews, really good free throw shooter. The All-State candidate will put the first one up, and it's good. So Andrews finally breaks the ice. 3 points now for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer cuts the lead back to five with 4:49 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw for Andrews is up and good. And Bobcats will not apply any pressure in the backcourt. Senate Hornersville, they'll bring it up into the front court. Give it there for Rue. Rue swings it right side to Lane. Lane going down the left side of the lane, trying to leave it off, and the ball stolen by Andrews. Bobcats with a two-on-two. Andrews and Grimes. Andrews all the way to bucket and score. Jordan Andrews with four. They are now four in a row, and they're back to within two at 8-6. Hornersville with it. They got it on the left side there for Coronado. Back outside to Rue. Rue moves off the screen, down the left side, going all the way to the baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Lane Grimes rebounds it for Thayer. Bobcats going to push it up to Gage Pitts. Fakes the three, now going to the bucket. It's going to get fouled. They'll call that one on the floor before the shot. Number 35, Blaze Mears, is going to be called for the foul. That is a beautiful head fake off the dribble by Gage Pitts as number 35, Mears, actually left his feet. Gage went by him. There was contact. Thayer inbounds the ball to Pitts on the left sideline. Thayer looking to tie it here with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ball goes left side for Chase Haven. Haven swings it over to Grimes. Grimes backs it out. Got a defender on him. Back to Haven. Back out to Pitts for three. Top of the key. It's good. Gage Pitts for three. And the Thayer Bobcats have taken the lead at 9-8. Bobcats now have scored six straight, a 6-0 run after being down, 8-2? Actually, a 7-0 run for Thayer. There's Senate Hornersville. They get the ball inside for Luna. He kicks it back outside in the corner. And now the pass over to Hunter. Hunter moving to the top of the key on the dribble, behind the back. Back over to Mears. Mears will swing it. Got it to Rue. Rue going to back it back out with 3:16 to go. We're going to get a whistle. And we've got a timeout. No, we had one of the officials thought there was going to be a timeout, but there was not. So an inadvertent whistle, and Senate Hornersville will inbound the basketball. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thayer up by one. Hornersville with it. Got it down in the corner. They'll swing it back outside to Mears and around on the right side now for Hunter. Pulls up at the shot from the elbow, and it's good. Nolan Hunter, his second bucket of the game. And Hornersville back on top. 10-9. Thayer with the ball. Landry Pitts out top. He'll give it over to Andrews. Andrews looking to make a little shake and bake. Now gives it down to Landry Pitts driving the baseline. He gets cut off. They'll swing it around to Gage Pitts. Fires a three. Bingo! Another three-pointer for Gage Pitts. Brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and West Plains. Thayer up by two now. Three-point shot on the other end for Hornersville. No good. Rebound Luna. And the ball's going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Gage Pitts went up high. Thought he was going to get a held ball, but no. Thayer Bobcats making a substitution here. Keaton Nicholson will check into the game. Lane Grimes will check out. And here comes Senate Hornersville with the ball. Chance to tie here in the first quarter. Number 13 with it. Up front, that is Hunter. Hunter going down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back outside for Coronado. Coronado steps in the lane. Kicks it out. And around the horn it goes for Rue. Rue gets to the right side of the free throw circle. Bobcat fan. Oh, almost a travel by Rue. Bobcat fan wanted a travel when he caught the ball. He's got it again behind the back. What a beautiful drive. Down and puts it up with the left hand. And we're going to get a timeout called here by Senate Hornersville. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats and the Senate Hornersville Lions tied at 12. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
A good ball game going here early on. We've got 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and the number one seeded Thayer Bobcats and number four Sinus Hornetsville are tied at 12. Thayer Bobcats will bring the ball in as Hornetsville called that timeout after the made bucket by Rue, and that was a pretty move by Rue. Thayer with it. They'll swing it around down the left baseline for Keaton Nicholson, who just checked in. He'll try to get it off to Gage Pitts, and the ball is stolen. And here comes Hornetsville on the break. It's a one against three, and it's going to be a carry. Yep. Out there handling the basketball, number 13, Nolan Hunter. And he got a little high on the dribble. Call for the carry. Well, Thayer gets it after the Lion turnover. And the Thayer Bobcats coming the other way with a chance to break the tie. Minute 35 to go in the first quarter. Gage Pitts bounces one to Landry. Landry just inside the free throw line. Turns, shoots, and scores. First 2 points of the night for Landry Pitts. And the Thayer Bobcats are up 14-2. Remember, Thayer was down 8-2 at one point in this game. Lions with it. Number 10 out there, Coronado, has it out front. Gives it to Rue. Rue moves off the screen. Now gives to Hunter. Hunter down the right side of the lane. Back outside to Coronado. Coronado back to Rue. We're down to 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Sinus Hornetsville trying to tie. There goes the Rue all the way to the bucket. Misses the shot badly. Rebounded by Thayer. Jace Haven on the break. All the way to the bucket. Puts it up and in off the window. Jace Haven. 4 points on the night. Thayer leads it now by four. 16-12. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sinus Hornetsville with the basketball. They're lobbing it down inside the loon. It's stolen by Gage Pitts. His outlet pass is stolen. Now gets on the floor and it's out of bounds off the hands of Sinus Hornetsville. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. That was a beautiful play by Gage Pitts as they lobbed it into Luna. He came out of nowhere, intercepted it. And his outlet pass got tipped. And while it was loose on the floor, it was knocked out of bounds by Sinus Hornetsville. So here comes Thayer with a chance to go up by six here at the quarter break. We're down to 30 seconds to go. Jace Haven with the ball. Mears comes out on him. Haven moving away from the defense on the dribble. Feeds it to Landry Pitts over to Gage for three more. No. Rebound Andrews for Thayer. Bobcats will get a chance to reset the offense here. 16 ticks left in the first quarter. Thayer leading by four. Like to be up by six. Here's Andrews with nine. Going down the lane. Kicked it out to Landry Pitts for three. That's off the mark. Nicholson got the rebound. He fires it back up. It's good. The three-pointer for Keaton Nicholson at the buzzer. Three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it 19-12 at the end of one quarter play. We'll be back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the original home for Thayer Bobcat basketball, the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
There are plenty of ways to buy your next home. You could do it yourself, you could do it with an app, or you can do it all online. Or there's the RE/MAX way, which comes with an experienced agent that has the tools and the tech to make buying your home go smoothly. Tools like automated alerts, speedy response times, negotiation skills, and local neighborhood knowledge. It's the smarter way to buy a home. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange. Let us help you find the perfect place. Call us today at 417-264-6161. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, Thayer Bobcats hit three-pointers in the first quarter. They came from down 8-2 to lead 19-12 here at the end of one quarter of play. Lead over the Sinus Hornetsville Lions. It'll be Lion basketball to start the second quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a lineup heading into the quarter of Gage and Landry Pitts, Jace Haven, Keaton Nicholson, and Jordan Andrews. Looks like it's back to the starters for the Lions of Senate Hornersville. There's Lane going into the lane. Now kicks it back outside to Mears. Mears, oh, pass almost stolen by Haven. They got it over to Lane. Lane back outside to Mears. Mears into the lane. Shot is up, no good. Nicholson has the rebound. Gets it out to Haven, or to Andrews. Andrews driving down the other end. Shot is blocked, but a foul going to be called on Senate Hornersville. Foul will be on number three. That is Parker Rue. Will be his first of the night. And Jordan Andrews back to the free throw line. Jordan 2 for 2. In fact, the only player that shot free throws in that first quarter. The first one is up here and good. Andrews now with 5 points in the first half. Gage Pitts with 6 on a pair of threes as Thayer mounted that comeback in the first quarter. Second one is up, and Andrews missed it. Rebound. Oh, Nicholson had it for Thayer, but it's taken away by Senate Hornersville. Here they come with it. That is Hunter, Nolan Hunter. He'll give it over on the right side to Jackson Lane. Now cross court to Mears. Thought about taking a three, doesn't. Gives it back over to Lane. Lane back to Hunter. Hunter, free throw line jumper is up. No good. Luna with the rebound. Couldn't follow. Rebound tip up and around, and Keaton Nicholson got it for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Gage Pitts on the run. Behind the back with a dribble. Now feeds it out for Jordan Andrews. Senate Hornersville still playing a box and one defense with somebody covering Jordan Andrews all over the floor. Thayer got it now. Here's Haven on the baseline. Out to Landry. Pitch for three. Rattles off the rim. No good. And rebound taken by Hornersville. Long lead pass. Got out to Jackson Lane. All the way to the bucket. Misses a layup. And a rebound taken by Andrews. Thayer with a 3-on-2. Andrews to Haven. Layup. Jace Haven with 6. And Thayer leads it now 22-12 over Senate Hornersville. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app and instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world. Even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Well, since it was 8-2, the Thayer Bobcats have outscored Senate Hornersville 20-4. They now lead it by 10, 22-12. We've got a timeout on the floor here. And time for me to say thanks to some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight. They include the Active Chiropractic, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Steak and Shake of West Plains, and Miro Towing Garage and Mobile Service Truck in Thayer. Senate Hornersville will have the ball. Our score at the end of one quarter, 19-12. Thayer has outscored them 3-0 here in the opening minute and a half of the second quarter. And Thayer has outscored Senate Hornersville 20-4 since it was 8-2 early. The Lions with the lead. Thayer Bobcats back in that 1-3-1 zone defense. And, that should have been a double dribble, but it was not. Senate Hornersville got it inside the Luna. Back outside to Rue. Long three-point shot is no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Thayer got it. Oh, they got the Snowbird. Haven will score the layup. Jace Haven now with 8 points in the first half. That was a good look down the floor by Gage Pitts. Hornersville back the other way. Down now by 12. Lane will give it to Rue. Rue over to Hunter. Hunter backs it out. Surveys the situation. That 1-3-1 matchup zone. It has confused more than one offense. Here's a shot by Mears from outside. He's good. Blaze Mears with a three-pointer for Senate Hornersville. They needed that. Gets them back to within 9. Thayer quickly up the floor. Gage Pitts trying to rifle a pass through the middle of the lane. It is knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. And we get a substitution. Jarrett Coronado back in the game for Senate Hornersville. And Jackson Lane will sit. Thayer inbound it. They lob it in to Keaton Nicholson. He misses the shot, gets his own rebound going back up. That one is blocked, and Senate Hornersville's got it. There they come up the floor. Oh, Keaton Nicholson wishes he had that one back. Here goes the ball into the lane for Senate. Shot is up, no good, and the rebound taken by Nicholson. Thayer Bobcats quick the other way. Andrews down the middle of the lane, around the defense and scores. Was that pretty? That was about as pretty as it gets right there. Senate Hornersville player went down on it, trying to draw the charge, but there was no contact as Andrews kind of turned his body and just went right around him for the layup. Thayer up again by 11, 26-15. Hornersville handled it out front. Rue will bounce it over to Mears. Mears just made a three a moment ago. Here's back down to Rue. Rue going down the baseline, shoot. No good. Nicholson with a rebound. Here come the Bobcats. Jay Saban up the floor. Gives it outside for Lane Grimes. He'll kick it over to Nicholson. And now Gage Pitts started to take a three. Now moves into the lane. A little running one-hander is up and good. Gage Pitts now with 8 points in the game. That one had the old toilet ringer. I like those toilet ringer shots. That one rolled around the rim about four times and went down. And it's now a 13-point Thayer Bobcat lead. Send us Hornersville. Gets it over to Mears on the right side. He'll take one step and kick it back outside for Hunter. Hunter cross court to Rue. Andrews pops out on him. He moves it now to the top of the key. They leave him open for a three. It's off the mark, and a rebound going to be taken by Sinis Hornersville. They get it down to Luna. Luna puts it up and in. The big kid, Jesus Luna, now with 6 points for Hornersville. Here comes Thayer. Andrews stops and pops from the elbow. That's no good. And Luna yanks down the rebound for the Lions. He gives it to Mears. He'll take it into the front court. Mears down in the corner now. Long shot by Coronado. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Gage Pitts. Gage leads the break the other way. Thayer on the 4-on-3. Got it down to Andrews in the corner. Three-point shot is off the mark. And it's going to be Thayer Bobcat ball went off the Lions and out of bounds. Everybody surprised by the air ball there. Thayer making a substitution. Gage Pitts will check out. Landry Pitts back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, Thayer with the basketball and an 11-point lead, 28-17. Thayer lobs it into Nicholson, and he misses it again. Got it soft up on the rim, but it wouldn't drop. And here's Sinis coming the other way. They got it to Rue. Rue into the lane, lost the handle, but he's going to get fouled. And a foul. Not sure who it's going to be on the foul. There were three Bobcats there defensively. Call it on 24. That is Lane Grimes. Lane Grimes picks up his second foul. And it'll be Parker Rue, the senior, going to the free throw line for Sinis Hornersville. 11 point there, Bobcat lead here. 28-17. First free throw for Rue, no good. Lane Grimes will check out of the game now with those two fouls. And it'll be Gage Pitts back in for Thayer after getting just a short rest. Now the free throw for Rue, this one is good. So he hits one of the two. He's got 3 points in the game. And Thayer comes the other way with a 10-point lead. Andrews going into the lane, kicks it out to Landry Pitts. Now to Haven inside. Back outside, Gage Pitts from the free throw line. Good! Gage Pitts has got 10 in the first half, and Thayer's lead is back to 12. Sinis Hornersville pushing it up the floor. Got to Mears. He pulls the trigger on a three-pointer that is going to go out of bounds. He missed that one by about a foot. Mears. And here comes Thayer with a 12-point lead in the ball. Landry Pitts on the left side wing. Out to Haven. Haven over to Pitts. Yeah, and there's a travel. Yeah. Haven, he knew it as soon as he did it, but he tried to make it look like he didn't. But he knew it. I think everybody in the gym knew that was a travel. Substitution now for the Lions. Mears will check out. Number 13 back in there. That is Nolan Hunter. Well, the starter. Hunter just a junior. Checking back in for Sinis Hornersville. They need a bucket to stay close here. They're down by 12. Remember, they've led by as many as six in this game. Rue's got it. Has the ball poked away from behind. It's going to go out of bounds. 2:39 to play in the first half. Thayer up 30-18. Sinis Hornersville will trigger it in. And they got it there to Nolan Hunter. Brings it on the right side of the lane. Now down inside the, or outside to Coronado. He pulls up with the jumper. No good. Rebound. Andrews for Thayer. Andrews going down the right side of the lane. Throws a pass through to Haven, who hit the bucket. But a whistle and a foul going to be called here on the Lions. Number 12, Jackson Lane, called for the foul. That will be his second of the game. And a non-shooting foul. It was a pass, and here's another substitution. Number five checking in, Jarrett Coronado. Or I'm sorry, number five is Brian Marquin. Marquin in. Thayer inbounds the ball. Got the Landry Pitts to Gage Pitts. Turnaround jumper from 12 feet is no good. And a rebound taken by the Lions. Here they come on the break. Got it down in the left corner for Rue. Rue will bring it back outside. Feed it over to Hunter. Hunter in the corner to Lane. Lane Trying to drive the baseline. Keaton Nicholson cuts him off. Now they get it down the Luna. The big man trying to go up. Hands it off to Lane, cutting down the baseline, and he scores. It's back to a 10-point game. Thayer lead 30-20. Gage Pitts fake the three on the other end. Now shoot the floater. No good. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul on Senate Hornersville as Gage Pitts in very aggressive. Fouls on 42. That is Jesus Luna. First foul on him. And team foul number four, or number five, actually, on Senate Hornersville. First free throw for Gage Pitts is up and good. Gage has got 11 now in the game, and the Bobcat dynamic duo of Gage Pitts and Jordan Andrews have combined for 18, make it 19 of the Thayer Bobcats. 32 points here in the first half. Senate Hornersville with it on the other end, swinging it around the perimeter of the zone. Takes it into the free throw circle. Did Lane. Okay, get back outside to Rue. Rue gives it over to Hunter. Hunter down the lane. Back outside it goes to Marquin. Marquin will give it back out on top to Rue. Back to Lane down on the baseline. Now to Hunter. Hunter swings it over to Rue. Fakes the three. Move down the left side of the lane. Little left-handed running baby hook shot is good. That's nice play by Parker Rue for Senate Hornersville. Back to a 10-point there, Bobcat lead. Bobcats with the ball. Andrews got it out to Haven. Haven got it down inside to Nicholson, who scores the bucket. Nicholson with five off the Bobcat bench. And Thayer back up by 12 with a minute to play. That's a beautiful feed from Haven to Nicholson on the baseline. Senate Hornersville with it. There goes Hunter down the right side of the lane. He's going to get held as he makes the move. And there'll be a non-shooting foul. Will just be the third team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Number 35, Keaton Nicholson called for the foul. And Senate Hornersville will trigger it in. Substitution here as Blaze Mears will check back in the ballgame. Brian Marquin goes to the bench. Well, Mears back out there. He's their long-range shooter. Inbound pass almost stolen by Pitts. Picked up here by Mears. He's got it on the left side. Trying to throw a pass down inside. It's off the hands of Luna and goes out of bounds. Ball was tipped by the Bobcat defense, and then Luna couldn't bring it in. So a nice defensive play by the Bobcats. And with 49 seconds to go in the first half, Thayer Bobcats probably hold for the final shot here. They're led by 7 at the end of the quarter break. They lead it by 12 now. And they'll be content to just hold for the final shot here in the first quarter. Haven's got it. Gives over to Pitts. Pitts down low. No, Andrews going down to the baseline. Has the ball poked away, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. They'll trigger it in with 30 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer's executed the alley-oop on the inbound already twice in this game, but Nicholson didn't hit it. And here's a give inside for Haven, and Haven puts it up and in off the window. Well, the Bobcats again run a perfect inside play, and Haven now with 10 points in the first half. Two Bobcats already in double figures. Here goes Hunter into the lane for Senate Hornersville. Shot no good. And Thayer gets the rebound. Has a nice move, but couldn't get the shot to drop. Thayer up by 14. Here's Andrews. Puts one up. No good. And a rebound taken by Senate Hornersville. Long shot by Rue. That one's off the mark. No good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 36-22. Thayer Bobcats lead the Senate Hornersville Lions by 14. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, and they offer contactless delivery and curbside pickup. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Find your next vehicle at Oregon County Cars in Thayer, your premier automotive full-service dealership, offering the best selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles purchased. Also, a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just down from the Country Cottage on Old Highway 19 in Thayer. Call 264-2558. Find them on Facebook and OregonCountyCars.com.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School. It is halftime. The Thayer Bobcats with a lead, 36-22 over the Senate Hornersville Lions. Thayer actually was down early in this game. They were down 8-2, and then they went on a 22-4 run and to get this lead built to 36-22 at the intermission. And for the Thayer Bobcats, already two players in double-figure scoring, Gage Pitts with 12 and 10 for Jace Haven. A very quiet 10 for Haven. Jordan Andrews has scored another 7 and 5 for Keaton Nicholson off the Thayer Bobcat bench. Bobcats have nobody in foul trouble at the end of the first half. Lane Grimes has got 2, Keaton Nicholson 1. There were only 3 fouls called on the Bobcats in that first half of play. For Senate Hornersville, they are led in the first half by Jesus Luna with 6 points, 5 for Blaze Beer, including the only 3-pointer made by the Lions in the first half. Nolan Hunter's got 4, 2 for Jackson Lane, and 5 for Parker Rue. So if you're Senate Hornersville, I mean, you'd rather be leading, but you got to be pretty happy where you're at right now. And I believe they will get the ball to start the third quarter. If you can make another run, play good defense, rebound the basketball, and make a run, they could climb back into this game. This one is far from over, folks. We saw that last night when the Thayer Lady Bobcats had a big lead over East Carter at the end of a quarter. I believe it was 18 to 10, I think, something like that. And then Lady Bobcats went cold, and they allowed East Carter to come back and take a lead and led by as many as 9 in the second half before Thayer put a big fourth quarter together and came back to win the game by 1. So a lot of basketball left to play here at the Thayer High School gym tonight. Again, Thayer leads it by a score of 36-22. Winner of this game will move on to the district championship game on Friday night over at Twin Rivers High School in Brosley, Missouri. They will take on the winner of the game between the number 2-seeded Portageville Bulldogs and Caruthersville. Caruthersville, of course, with the upset win over East Carter earlier this week. East Carter was the number 3-seed. And Caruthersville with the upset win, they're playing Portageville tonight as we speak. Congratulations again tonight to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They advance into the championship game of the district down at Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. They did that with a convincing win over Armorell earlier this afternoon. And coming up tomorrow, we got a busy evening of basketball. We'll talk about that when we come back after this break. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Now there's even more reasons Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell welcome Dr. Don Franklin to their team of highly experienced and trained orthopedists. Dr. Franklin, a sports medicine fellow, looks forward to helping you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments are available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too.
Fencing Automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
All right, we're at halftime here at the Thayer High School, the Class 3 District 1 semifinals. Thayer Bobcats with a lead, 36-22. All right, a busy day of basketball tomorrow. We'll have at 5:30 tomorrow, we're going to have the Mammoth Spring Bears as they play in the district tournament. Mike Robertson will be there for the cover of that game at 5:30. Then at 7 o'clock here on K-Country, by the way, that game here on K-Country 95. Then at 7 o'clock, we'll have the Thayer Lady Bobcats in the district championship from Twin Rivers. And they will play that game at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening over in Brosley, Missouri. And we'll have that for you here on K-Country 95. We'll also have tomorrow night the Alton Comets. The Comets in the championship game in the Class 2 district tournament. That game is scheduled to start at about 7:30. So we will start that game on AM 1290 and FM 103.7 The Gift. And I believe Mike Robertson actually will be there doing that game. And then we will switch that game over to K-Country 95 upon the completion of the Thayer Lady Bobcat game. So three games for you tomorrow night. Hope you join us for all of them. Get you an extra bag of popcorn and a couple of cold soda pops and be ready for a lot of high school basketball. We're into that busy time of the year, district tournament week here in the small schools anyway in the state of Missouri. All right, 36-22. Thayer Bobcats lead it by 14 at the half over Senate Cornersville. Both teams back out on the court taking their warm-ups, and we'll be back with your second half in just about 90 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other, because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you list your property for sale, you are hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market conditions.
You want Century 21. Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-2647. Each office independently owned and operated.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we're back already underway here in our third quarter. It is Senate Hornersville with the ball. They got it down to Luna. And Luna gets his fourth bucket of the night. Thayer coming the other way. Bobcats had two shots before we got back from the break, and both of them no good. Here go the Bobcats in the lane. And an offensive foul going to be called on Jordan Andrews. Jordan with a penetration move on the left side of the lane. He dished it off to a wide open Landry Pitts. That's the second time Landry's hit a bucket that didn't count because of a charge. And the foul on Landry Pitts is his first of the game. And they're going to have to wipe a little perspiration up off the floor. Thayer Bobcats lead it here by a score of 36-24. 12-point advantage. Senate Hornersville trying to make a run here to start the second half and climb back into this ball game. And while they're continuing to work on the floor down there, we'll chance to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Here we go. Hornersville with a basketball. They scored the only 2 points of the third quarter so far. They got back to within 12. They got it out on the perimeter, working around the perimeter. That Thayer Bobcat 1-3-1 matchup zone. Ball goes on the right side to Mears. Mears looking down for Luna inside. Couldn't find him open. They give it back out and around the horn it goes for Rue. Rue, the lefty, down to the baseline. Got the pass away inside. Nice move, nice play to Nolan Hunter. And Hunter's got six. Thayer races it back down to the other end. Gage pitch in the free throw circle. Out to Haven. Haven will shake and bake. Goes around Luna. Ball poked away from behind. Haven got it back, and then it's going to get fouled by Luna. Luna goes down as Haven went up. His hand slipped off the ball, and they get caught Luna right between the eyes. And the sad part is Luna's going to get called for the foul. And he did reach in, and he did foul him. But as he hit his hand on Haven's arm and the ball, the other hand continued to go up for the shot. They're going to say no shot. Foul on Jesus Luna, his second of the night. Thayer will inbound the ball. They lob it in to Landry Pitts out top of the key. Got it over to Haven. Haven hands it to Jordan Andrews. Andrews over to Grimes in the right corner. Back out on top to Haven. Haven to the free throw line. Into the lane. A little short jumper is up and, oh, wooden drop. And Luna pulls down the rebound. And here comes Sinneth Hornersville. Chance to make it a single-digit ball game here if they can score. They've outscored Thayer 4-0 here in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter. Trying to get another here and get it back to single digit. They're down by 10. Impatient offensively around the horn, and there's a travel. Yep, Rue travel with the basketball. And that may have been part of the discussion the Bobcat coaches were having with the official at the break. Here's Luna checking out of the game for Sinneth Hornersville. Number 10 will go in, Jarrett Coronado. So Sinneth Hornersville losing about 5 inches of height out there without Luna on the floor and probably 100 pounds. Thayer with the ball in the offensive end. Gage Pitts down inside to Haven, who puts it up off the window and in. Jace Haven's got 12. First 2 points of the second half for the Thayer Bobcats, and they're back up again by 12, 38-26. Bobcats back in the defensive end. Sinneth Hornersville, there's a nice fake. Baseline drive by Rue getting to the rim. He's going to be fouled. Shot was no good, but he'll be fouled. I don't know if it's Gage Pitts or somebody else. Looks like it's going to be on number 10, Landry Pitts. Landry Pitts called for the foul. Will be his first of the night. And going to the free throw line to shoot two is Parker Rue. 5 points in the first half for the lefty. And he puts the first free throw up here, and it is good. Parker Rue, one of the few seniors for Sinneth Hornersville. That's one thing about these two teams. They're made pretty much of underclassmen, juniors and sophomores. Second free throw is up, and Rue couldn't hit that one. Jordan Andrews got the rebound for Thayer. He'll bring it up the floor. Long pass, got up to Gage Pitts, sliding down the baseline, throws up a shot. That is no good, but he's got fouled. That'll be on the baseline. That's going to be on Mears. And if it is, that'll be number three. Nope, I'm sorry, number two. Second foul on Blaze Mears. They called it on the floor. Gage Pitts threw that shot up at the basket. Now Coach Pitts says, wait a minute, he shot the basketball. They said, nope. They called it on the drive. And here's Jesus Luna back in the ballgame for the Lions. Number 13, Nolan Hunter, checks out. Thayer to inbound it down under the bucket. Will they run the lob play? No, they don't. Now they're going to have to hurry to get it in. They did just before the five-second call. Got it to Haven. Haven down to Grimes in the corner for three. It's good. Lane Grimes with a three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. That's a big bucket. Puts Thayer back up by 14. Grimey with his first bucket of the night. And it was a good one. Here's the pass inside for Sinneth Hornersville. Stolen by Haven. Haven going all the way to basket. Lays it up. No good. Rebound. Grimes had a hand on it. And it's now taken away by Mears. Here comes Hornersville. Mears pulls up in the free throw circle. Gives it down in the left corner to Coronado for three. No. Rebound. Thayer Bobcats. Gage Pitts has got it. Thayer with a 4-on-2. Pitts around the back up to the pass to Grimes. He misses the shot. Rebound. It's going to be a rebounding foul on the Thayer Bobcats. What a pass by Gage Pitts. And the foul is going to be on Landry Pitts. That'll be number two on Landry. Keaton Nicholson checking into the ballgame here. Landry will come out with those two fouls. They both come here in the last minute. And with 4:42 to go in the third quarter, Thayer up by 14. Sinneth Hornersville brings it to the top of the key. The number four seeded
Lions from Senate's Pointersville. They work it around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Got it on the right side for Hunter. Hunter going into the lane. Pulls up with a shot. That's short. No good. Rebound. Gage pits again. He runs the floor up the left side. Looking to go to the baseline. Has the ball poked away from behind. Oh, and they're going to call it out of bounds off the hands of Gage Pitts. I didn't see that. But they did say it's off of Gage Pitts. So here comes Dennis Hornersville with the ball again. Down by 14. Rue walks it up across the timeline. Pulls up his dribble down way out on the floor. Got the ball over to Hunter. Hunter trying to make a move against Jace Haven. Jace cuts him off. He'll give it over to Mears. Blaze Mears. Got to love that name. Blaze Mears with a basketball, number 35. Takes it to the right side of the floor on the dribble. Out around the three-point line. Here's a pass inside, stolen by Andrews. Andrews off to the races. He will spin down the middle of the lane and score. Andrews now with 9 in the game. And Thayer leads it by 16, 43-27. That was just a bad pass. Nicholson was there and Andrews, and they get the steal. And the bucket on the other end. Hornersville with it. On the left side is Rue. Back over to Mears. Mears going down the right side. Gets in the low block. Pulls up with a shot high off the window. No good. Rebound. Battle for. Mears has got it back. Misses it again. And now Luna with the rebound, and he scores. Jesus Luna with 10 for Senate Hornersville. Much needed bucket there for the Lions. Thayer was fixing to run away with this thing, and they got a bucket to kind of stop the bleeding for a second anyway. Gage Pitts with it out front for Thayer. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bobcats swinging on the right side to Andrews. He'll back it way out where they got the Lady Cats riding on the floor here at the Thayer Bobcat High School gym. Bobcats continue to work it around the perimeter. Haven with it now on the right side wing, looking to go to the bucket all the way down the left side and score. Jace Haven now with 14 for the Thayer Bobcats. And with 2:33 to go in the third quarter, Thayer up by 16. And, boy, we got a battle going on inside between Nicholson and Luna. As the ball continues to be passed around the perimeter, now they get it down into Luna, just outside the blocks. Bobcats double-team him and take it away. Jace Haven all the way down the left side, all the way to the bucket. Count it, and a foul. And that'll be on Mears, who tried to get there and stop it. But the basket is good for Haven. Jace now with 16 in the game. And he'll go to the free throw line and try to complete the three-point play. Here's Lane Grimes going to get a little rest for the Bobcats as Landry Pitts will check back in. And they are going to count the basket. And well, the coach for Senate Hornersville, some kind of discussion out there. Don't know what that's about. Haven at the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play, and it is good. The Bobcat senior has been good tonight. He scored 17 already. Thayer leads it by 19 points, 48-29. Game feels a lot closer than that, doesn't it? Senate Hornersville with it outside. Rue will back it out, move off a screen, and try to dump it inside to Luna. Couldn't get it there. It goes into the corner, gets it right back, curls around the left side of the lane, puts it up off the window, and good. Parker Rue with 8. And here come the Thayer Bobcats again. They'll run a little clock here. Minute 49 to go in the third quarter. Gage Pitts, left side to Landry. Landry dumped it inside to Andrews. He gets fouled as he makes the catch. That'll be on number 12, Jackson Lane. That'll be number 3 on Lane. Non-shooting foul. That is the fourth team foul on Senate Hornersville here in the third quarter. Bobcats get the ball inside off the inbound play to Andrews, who hits the bucket. Andrews now in double figures with 11. 3 Bobcats in double figures. Here goes play into the middle for Hornersville. The ball's going to be deflected and then off the leg of Luna. It'll belong to the Thayer Bobcats. Minute 28 to go. Thayer Bobcats with the basketball, leading by a 50-31 score. 19 points, right? Here come the Bobcats. Gage Pitts with it, backs it out to Andrews. Andrews will shake and bake on the clear out all the way. The bucket lays it in. Now, you can't guard him one-on-one. Thayer Bobcats completely gave him the right side of the floor, and it was easy. Of course, it looked easy. It wasn't as easy as it looked, I'm sure. And Thayer now leads it by 52-31. Long shot for Horner drill on the other end is no good. Rebound, Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson, that's a good rebound there by the Bobcat Jr. And Thayer going to walk it up and hold it for the final shot of the third quarter. Thayer up now by 21. Andrews out top with third. Oh, he's going to shy the three. It's off the front rim. No. And rebound taken by the Lions. Here they come. That is Hunter. Hunter stepping in the lane, pulls up a little fadeaway jumper. It's good. Nolan Hunter with 8 points now for Senith Hornersville. And Thayer Bobcats to get it. This time I bet they hold it for the final shot. It'll be Gage Pitts coming across the timeline, working against Hunter, and Hunter took it away from it. Hunter with the steal as Pitts got a little careless with the ball. Nice play by Nolan Hunter, drives for the layup. Here's Thayer coming the other way in a hurry. Count the basket and a foul. Jordan Andrews just exploded down the floor. And a foul is called on number 42, Jesus Luna. And Andrews will get credit for the basket. He's now got 15 in the game. And he'll go to the free throw line, try and complete the three-point play. They are making a substitution. Lane Grimes back in. Gage Pitts will check out. And Jordan Andrews getting ready to shoot a free throw here. 3.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads it by 19, trying to make it a 20-point game at the end of three. Will be Jordan Andrews. And again, Andrews just exploded on that play. I thought they'd slow it down. But he just exploded from midcourt. They hit the layup and got fouled. And the free throw is up. No good. Rebound by Sinis Hornersville. Rue will step into a long shot. That one's over the backboard. And there's the buzzer to end our third quarter. Our score, 54-35. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. We'll take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the original home for Thayer Bobcat Sports, the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
There are plenty of ways to sell your next home: DIY, word of mouth, or the REMAX way, with an experienced agent who has tools like digital showing requests, marketing toolkits, and years of experience. I'm Kylie O'Neill, the Director of Development at REMAX Real Estate Exchange. Stop by and visit with one of our agents at our new location next to McDonald's in Thayer to see what marketing tools that we have that fits your property needs. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a REMAX agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by Oregon County Cars in Thayer, Simmons Bank in Mammoth Spring, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, your agent in Thayer, and Dr. Mike Kersey and staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, the number one seed and state ranked number four Thayer Bobcats, with a 19-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter here in the Class 3 District 1 semifinal. They lead Senith Hornersville, and they've got the ball to start the fourth quarter. The Lions going around the perimeter, looking to lob it down inside the Luna. Got it to him just outside the lane. Couldn't get a shot away as the Bobcats swarmed him. Back outside to Mears. He'll shoot a three. No good. And rebound taken by Andrews. He will run up the floor, give it to Gage Pitts. Gage will slide to the bucket for the layup. Gage Pitts now with 14 in the ball game, and the Bobcat trio has been really good tonight. Haven, Andrews, and Gage Pitts, all in double figures, all with at least 14 points in the game. Here's Senith Hornersville, down by 21. He got out front. Gage Pitts took it away from Lane. He'll drive down, lay it up with the left hand. It's good. Gage Pitts now with 16. Wow, what a night for the Thayer Bobcats. Up by 23 with 7 minutes to go in the game. Senith Hornersville coming in the number four seed. They get it down inside the Luna. Now back out to Mears. Mears jumps top of the lane, kicks it back outside. Rue for three. That's no good. And a rebound taken by Jordan Andrews. Thayer Bobcats have pretty much dominated the boards tonight. And they've got the ball now in a half-court offense with 6:41 to go. Haven's got it out front. Moving off the screen. Oh, trying to do a one-handed pass down inside, and it's poked away and out of bounds by the defense. Substitution for the Lions. Blaze Mears will check out. Number 10, Jarrett Coronado, will check back in the ballgame for Senith Hornersville. 6 and a half to go. Thayer will inbound it under the bucket. Looking to get it in the middle. Nope, they'll bring it out front to Landry Pitts. Landry will give it over to Haven. And now Gage Pitts, and the Bobcats will set the half-court offense. Gage on the right side, moving off a screen to the top of the key. Goes to the elbow, backs it back out, and now backs it back out to restart. Gage still on the dribble. Hunter comes out on him. He'll give it to Andrews. Andrews floats down to the baseline, gets cut off, kicks it back out to Gage Pitts. Gage looking to spin away from the defense. They double team him now to give the ball over to Andrews. Andrews will bring it back out top. 6 minutes exactly to go in the ballgame. They are up 23. Here's Andrews, little penetration into the lane, running one-handers. Good! Jordan Andrews now with 17 in the game. Tied with Jace Haven for the game high. Here comes Dennis Hornersville the other way. Stepping into the lane is Hunter. Goes up for a shot. That's no good, but he is fouled on the play. Number 10, Landry Pitts, going to be called for his third foul. And it'll be Lane Grimes coming into the game after the first free throw. Hunter will go to the line and shoot the two-shot foul. He has 10 points tonight, one of two Lions in double figures. And the free throw is good. Nolan Hunter, just a junior. And now Landry Pitts out of the game as Lane Grimes will check back in. Thayer has just played 6 tonight. And probably will be that way most of the rest of the way. Second free throw is up and good. 400, he's got 12. That leads Senneth Hornersville. 23-point Thayer Bobcat lead, 60-37. Bobcats working in the half-court offense, got it out to Haven. Haven, a little head-and-shoulder fake around the defense, got it down to Nicholson. He lays it up and in off the window. If Nicholson would have had one more step, he would have jammed that one home and put an exclamation point on this victory tonight. They are back up 25. Dennis Hornersville with it, and we're going to get a foul as Rue trying to make a move down the left side of the lane. He got bumped by Jordan Andrews. And a foul on Andrews will be his second of the ballgame. Nobody for Thayer really any serious foul trouble. Here's Jesus Luna out of the game. And checking in is number 10, Coronado. Ball goes inside for off the inbound to Mears. He shoots and scores. Blaze Mears now with 7 points for Senneth Hornersville. They're not giving up. They're still down by 23, but they're still playing hard. And you like that, especially by a team that's got a bunch of underclassmen. Because they're playing for next year right now. Here's Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Got it down to Nicholson. Nicholson gets his shot blocked as he went up to lay it off the backboard. And foul going to be called. Foul's on number 3. That is Parker Rue. Will be his second. And going to the free throw line to shoot 2. It'll be Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson with 7 points tonight. He's looking for an opportunity to get into double figures. Grimes has got 3 tonight for Thayer. Landry Pitts with 2. But Thayer with good balance scoring up top. With Pitts with 16. Haven with 17. And Andrews with 17. And now Nicholson is flirting with a double-digit night. At the free throw line, Keaton Nicholson, the big junior, first free throw is up and rolls off the rim. No good. Shot that one a little flat, Keaton. Shot it a little flat. 5 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Nicholson puts the second one up. That looks better, but it's still no good. Look better, but same result. And Hornersville's got it. Coming the other way. Number 12 is Lane. Lane gives it off to Hunter. Down in the corner now for Coronado. 3-pointer. Good! Jarrett Coronado hits a 3-pointer out of the corner. Thayer coming the other way. Got the ball down to Nicholson. He lays it up and in. Well, Bobcats even up by 20. They push it up the floor and got Nicholson wide open for the layup. Senneth Hornersville working on the perimeter now. Got it. Down to Lane on the right side wing. Got to Rue for 3. That's no good. And Lane Grimes brings down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer slow it down here a little bit. Work a little clock with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to go. In the ballgame, Thayer up by 22. 64-42. Thayer Bobcats give up an average of 43 points a game, and they're right there tonight. Here's Andrews going to the bucket. It's going to get called for his second offensive foul of the night. That was a good defensive play down there by number 12, Jackson Lane, drawing that charge. And the foul on Andrews will be his third of the night. And now Jesus Luna back in the game. Number 13, Nolan Hunter, will check out. Fennis Hornersville with it. A crossover dribble by Lane all the way down the left side of the lane. Counted in a foul. Nice move, nice drive by Jackson Lane. Just his second bucket of the ball game. It'll count. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul is on Gage Pitts, will be his first of the night. And Jackson Lane going to the free throw line to shoot one, trying to complete the three-point play. And free throw is up. It is no good. Rebound tipped up and around. Ooh, and Haven goes down hard as he tried to bring that down. And the ball went out of bounds. It's going to be what? Our officials discussing. It'll be Senate Hornersville ball. I mean, Haven went up hard and came down flat on his back. Laid there for a second, but you know how tough he is from football. And now Coach Pitts is wanting to know what in the world's going on. How come it's their ball? I don't think either. I think the officials were looking at Haven as he went down hard and the ball went out of bounds. I think it should be off of Luna. Now the officials are going to come out and talk about it and see who did it go off of. I think everybody was watching Haven because he went up high and came down flat on his back. And the officials now say they're going to call it a held ball. Nobody saw it. Dennis Hornersville doesn't like the call. Thayer does. So they'll call the held ball, and the possession belongs to the Thayer Bobcats with 4:04 to go. And Thayer will get the ball on the alternating possession. 64-44 is our score. Thayer up by 20. And now the coach for Dennis Hornersville getting an explanation from the officials, and it's getting a little bit heated. Anyway, they separate. And here we go. Gage Pitts with it for Thayer. Hornersville going to put on a little half-court trap here. Haven with it in the middle of the floor. Got it across the timeline to Pitts. Back over to Haven. Out to Grimes. Baseline to Nicholson. Nicholson takes it out to the corner. Feeds to Andrews. Jordan into the lane. Pulls up with a jumper. No good. And the rebound taken by Luna for Senith Hornersville. And Mears has got it. Mears going in the lane. It's going to get fouled by Keaton Nicholson. Almost could have been a travel there, but they call the blocking foul. And it'll be on Keaton Nicholson. For Nicholson, that'll be his second foul of the night. And Nicholson comes out of the game. Landry Pitts will check in. And at the free throw line, number 35, that is Blaze Mears, has 7 points tonight. And the free throw is up and good. Mears is a senior. The only senior, well, one of two seniors, for Senate Hornersville. The other one is Parker Rue. Well, they're a very young team. They'll get everybody back. And here we're going to get a lane violation here. Going to be called on Senate Hornersville and a foul call on Senate Hornersville. Thayer will inbound the ball. Fouls on number 42. That is Jesus Luna. And we'll walk down the other end and shoot the 1-1. Team foul number 7 on Senate Hornersville. And it was obvious there. Luna trying to get the position. For a miss, the rebound, a missed free throw, and he just shoved the Thayer Bobcat to the floor. It was Jace Haven. So Jace shooting a 1-1. First one is up, and it's good. Haven now with 18 points on the night leads the Thayer Bobcat. Jordan Andrews has got 17, and Gage Pitts with 16. Second free throw, good for the Bobcat senior, Jace Haven. 19 in the game. And looks like the Thayer Bobcats can begin getting ready to play either Portageville or Caruthersville on Friday night for the district championship. And here is Mears for Senate Hornersville. Falls down with the ball, trying to pass it. It is stolen by Andrews. Andrews will glide to the bucket on the other end and score. Andrews now with 19. And with 3:15 to go, Thayer leads it 68-45. Hornersville dumping it down on the baseline to Luna. Gets it in the lane here for Hunter. Hunter gets it back out front to Rue. Rue spins, puts up a shot. No good. Gage Pitts with another rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer will slow it down, get in the half-court set here. Out on the left side for Lane Grimes. Grimes back out front for Pitts. Gage working away from the defense, moves off the screen. Gives it over to Haven. Haven going to fire a three. It's off the front rim, no good. And rebound taken by Landry Pitts. Out to Haven. Thayer will reset here with 2:35 to go. Here goes Andrews into the lane. Kicks it down to Grimes in the corner for three. That one's off the rim, no good. Long rebound is saved from out of bounds by the Thayer. Oh, no, it wasn't. Andrews tried to save it, and it was still going out of bounds. Haven tried to save it, and Andrews caught it, but he had a foot on the sideline. And the big man, Luna, checks out of the game now for Senneth Hornersville. Thayer Bobcats will bring Andrews and Haven off the floor. Keaton Nicholson is in. Levi Paulette in there for the Thayer Bobcats. And here's a steal by Lane Grimes out front. Gives it off to Gage Pitts. By the way, number five is checked into the game. Brian Marquin for Senneth Hornersville. Gage Pitts works it out top for Thayer. Spins away at the defense. Got it down to Levi Paulette in the corner. Levi brings it out front for Landry Pitts. Now to Grimes. Thayer running the stall. Excuse me. Got it to Levi Paulette. Levi move it inside. Kicks it back outside. We're going to get a timeout call by the Thayer Bobcats. So a minute 53 to go in the game. Thayer leads it by 23. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
We got a minute 53 to go in the ball game. The Thayer Bobcats with a 23-point lead over Senneth Hornersville. Senneth Hornersville coming in the number four seed. Thayer Bobcats the number one seed. And they're kind of looking like it here tonight with a 23-point advantage and the ball. Minute 53 to go in the basketball game. Gage Pitts, Levi Paulette, Keaton Nicholson, Landry Pitts, and Lane Grimes on the floor for the Bobcats as they inbound this thing here. Gonna have to hurry and finally bring it in to Lane Grimes. Had to go way up high to bring that ball down over the defense. He'll give it out to Gage Pitts and around the horn to Levi Paulette. Levi puts it on the floor one time. Going to Lane Grimes, cutting down the lane. The ball is poked away and out of bounds by the defense. Nice play there by number 12, Jackson Lane, for the Lions. But they will inbound it down under the bucket again. Minute 42 to go now in the game. Bobcats inbound it in the corner to Nicholson. Right back to Gage Pitts. He'll take it out top and set it from there. Gage got it down inside to Nicholson, who lays it up and in. That's just pretty. Nicholson now with 11 points, the fourth Bobcat in double figures. And Thayer making a statement here as the number one seed, scoring 70 points against a team that only averaged giving up 59 on the year. Here's a nice move on the other end for Hornersville. Number 13, Nolan Hunter, got into the lane. Little yo-yo shot and got it to go in. 14 now for Nolan Hunter for Senneth Hornersville. Thayer's lead is 23. Here's Lane, or Gage Pitts into the lane for Thayer. Gives the ball now to Paulette, who goes in, lays it up with the left hand. No good. The rebound taken by the Lions. Down under a minute to go. All the way to the bucket goes number 12, Jackson Lane, and hits the layup. And it's about all over but the shouting here, folks. 45 seconds to go as Gage Pitts brings it across the timeline. Working against the defense. Got into the lane, lays up a floater, no good. The rebound taken by Hornersville. There they come. Number 13 is Hunter. Gets it outside for Rue. His three-point shot is good. So Rue gets in double figures with 11. And we'll get a quick timeout called here. This is just to get the seniors off the floor for Senneth Hornersville. They'll get a standing ovation from their crowd. Standing ovation from some of the Thayer Bobcat crowd here. So checking into the ball game, number 11, Alex Jones. Those two seniors, Parker Rue, ending their careers here for Senneth Hornersville tonight. 12 points for Rue and for Blaze Mears, 8. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Thayer getting Jordan Madden and Ryan Parker into the ballgame. Thayer got it out front, Keaton Nicholson. He'll give it to Lane Grimes with 13 seconds. Thayer just running out the clock here. Over to Parker. Parker now to Paulette. He'll bring it back out front on the dribble. Between the legs, takes it to the left side of the floor. Now pulls it out with 2 seconds. He'll stand there and hold it. And that's the ballgame. Our final score, 70-52. The Thayer Bobcats with a convincing win here over the Senneth Hornersville Lions. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up. from the Ecom Sports Network in just 2 minutes.